As promised, we are joined right now by the head coach at Michigan State, recipient of 8 National Coach of the Year awards, led Michigan State to a national championship, 8 Final Fours, 9 regular season Big Ten titles, 6 Big Ten tournament titles, 22 straight NCAA tournaments. He is a member of the Basketball Hall of Fame. Michigan State is 17-8 this year. They're in third in the Big Ten. They got a big one coming up on Saturday night. They're all big. They've got a big one coming up Saturday night for a number of reasons. They're hosting number 9, Maryland. Tom Izzo is my guest. Tom, it's good to have you back in the jungle. How are you?
Well, thanks for having me back, Jim. I enjoy it.
Me too, Tom. It's always good to talk to you, and we have a lot to get caught up on. Let me just jump right into it. You're coming off that win over Illinois, 70-69. They were ranked 22nd. You got them at their place. Xavier Tillman, Tom, had the go-ahead dunk with just over 6 seconds left. Before we get into the final sequence, let me just say you were coming off a stretch, tough stretch, and you knew you were facing a really tough Illinois team. So what was your message to your squad before the game?
Well, Jim, you and I have known each other for quite a while. You've known my teams, and we've gone through a lot this year with some injuries and the unfortunate situation that Cassius went through with his brother. But we just seem to be the 3 games we played, we were missing layups. We weren't playing as hard. Sometimes, as I say all the time, if the head dies, the body follows, or if the head's hurt and the body follows, and it's been a little bit of a stretch, but we just decided to get back to, working on playing a little harder and a little smarter. And in all honesty, Cassius was in foul trouble and played good when he was in there. But we had other guys that stepped up. Rocket Watts, a freshman I got from Detroit, was really good. And Xavier was really, really good. And yet Cassius made some big plays in the last 4 minutes, and that's what great players do.
Tom Izzo joining us. All of that is true. And you had that big lead early on, 37-20, and then Illinois, because they're good and they're tough, they made their run. It would have been a lot easier for you guys to give up on that game when Illinois went on that run in the second half, but they did not do that. And then with 17 seconds left, you're down by 1. The story goes that you drew up a play with a couple of different options, but to set it up even more, Xavier Tillman has had some layups and close looks, Tom, over the course of the year that he missed that I know that he would love to have back. What have you made with how he's responded to those moments?
Jim, he'd be one of your favorite guys. He's tough. He's smart. I think he's got a chance to be an academic All-American. He's got a lot of great things going for him. He's a dad. He's married. It's just a different bird. But he's such a good kid, and he has missed more than a couple layups in a couple of really tight games, Wisconsin especially, Indiana. So this was big. So we did have a play drawn up, and yet, like Judd used to say about Magic, you draw the play up, and then at the end you say, Magic, do what you want. Well, when you got a guy like Cassius, I kind of did the same thing. And if it doesn't work, you're going to have to penetrate. He did. He got it up on the rim. And thank God for Xavier. He came, and instead of laying it up, he dunked it down. And I think that was even a higher percentage shot.
That must have felt so great for everybody involved. In fact, I know it did because he got that post-game water bottle shower when he got back to the locker room. Tom Izzo, my guest. Tom, he had 17 points, 11 boards, 3 assists, a couple of steals, and a block last night. He's averaging a double-double this season. But how much of what he brings to your team is about his leadership and the fact that he'll call teammates out when he has to, like when he got on Gabe Brown for not boxing out during the Michigan game?
Boy, I tell you what, it's what I love about you. You get in depth in everything you do, and to know that is pretty good because that was, not the norm all the time. He's kind of a quiet leader in some ways, but he kind of knows when to bark and when not to bark, and I think he has the respect of the players, and he did jump on Gabe. Man, we played that back and back. We were proud of him, but Xavier's the type of kid that he's reliable as the day is long. He's going to be a good defender. He can score in the post. He hit a 3. Pretty versatile kid. He's my poor man's version of Draymond Green, my poor man's version. A little bigger, not quite as good with the ball in that, but he's got some of those same qualities and toughness.
Talking to Tom Izzo, I appreciate your thoughts too, Tom, about what you said in terms of the way we approach this. I respect that, and I respect I respect anybody who comes on the program. I'm always going to make sure that I'm prepared to talk to anybody, but especially you, as you point out, you and I go back so far. You know, it wasn't just Tillman last night. Cassius Winston, as you mentioned, had fought through some foul trouble. He gave you 12 points. He gave you 3 steals. When you and I spoke earlier in the season, we talked about Cassius and the person he is and the emotional burden that he's had to carry this year. You've been around him a really long time, and you know how special he is. But what have you learned about him as he's continued to go through this experience?
Well, it's been, you know, I just left him for an hour and a half just in my office here an hour ago. And he has his moments. It's unfortunate. It was 3 months, 2 days ago since it happened. And as many of the people, including Tony Dungy, who's been through it, have told us, you know, it's going to be like waves. It's going to come and go, and there's going to be different parts. It'll never go away, and it'll never be the same, but you got to learn to deal with it. And I think what it's done is it's, you know, physically he's really gotten a lot stronger and better. He came back his senior year to do that. But boy, when you have mental fatigue, and I think there's been more of that, you know, not sleeping and some setbacks where maybe just seemed like he wasn't there. You know, we've dealt with some of that, but every day he's making some progress, and the more he talks about it, I think the more progress he's making. But, you know, he's already a grad student. He's going to have his master's when he leaves. Hard to coach guys smarter than the coach, Jim, but I'm trying to do it.
Tom Izzo, my guest. That's a good point. Tom, what about mental fatigue? You mentioned, like, when the head dies, the body goes, or when the head's not right, the body goes. And mental fatigue, is it just a matter of rest and recovery? How do you address mental fatigue? How do you get around that? How do you work through that? What do you coach your players to do with that?
Well, I'll tell you what I did with Cash just this morning, because it just happened. I just said, we got to talk about it more. You know, I think when you go through something like this, especially a suicide, you don't want to talk about it. And then it becomes a burden on you, and you lay in bed at night, and you look up at the ceiling. And, you know, I just said, you got to trust me and talk to me more. And, you know, we get him some professional help and everything, because it's just one of those grieving moments that everybody handles differently. But, you know, the old deal about being there when he needs me, but still find a way to push him. And I got to admit, it's been hard. My style isn't quite that way, you know, but sometimes I've got to be a little more understanding and laid back. And once in a while he'll say to me, Coach, you better get on me. And so I think we're getting closer and closer to understanding each other. But until you go through something like that, and I haven't, other than through him, I don't know if you never know what it's really like. And I'm just proud of what he's done dealing with this and still playing at a pretty high level.
It's cliche, but there is no playbook for something like that. Tom Izzo is joining us.
No.
You know, I mentioned you've got number 9 Maryland coming to town this weekend. I want to ask you about the festivities around that game before the game itself. You are hosting College Game Day. You're celebrating the 2000 National Championship team. How special is it when that group gets together?
Well, it's going to be special. You know, Mateen and all the guys, and they're all coming back. We got one coming from Australia. We got one coming from France. So we've got, I think, just about everybody will be back. And then we have an alumni weekend the same time. So there'll be a couple hundred of former players and managers and, you know, a lot of things going on, Jim. And, you know, what I got to do is try to focus on the game until after the game and then enjoy the guys. But it's a big weekend, game day here and all the things, you know, and I mean, I'm proud that we're in a position because we haven't played very well. I mean, you know, 3 games. Now, we lost 3 close games, but, you know, most of it, I give the credit to those teams that played us. They played well, but we didn't play well, and I think we've got to home up to that when that happens, too, and we have. We're trying to work around it. We're trying to practice a little harder, see if we can get this train rolling again.
All right, so what about Maryland? They're coming in. You know, when you look at them and you look at the challenge, how do you go about getting your team ready to face this particular Maryland squad?
Well, Maryland's got 2 what I would call, you know, great, great players. Anthony Collins is really, you know, a good player. And then you've got Jalen Smith, you know, at 6'10". This year he's shooting the ball from all over. I mean, he's definitely going to be not a pro prospect. He's going to be a pro. So They've got an inside, they've got an outside. They're not as big as some of the teams. I mean, other than Smith, they got a lot of 6'4 to 6'6 guys, and they're athletic. They spread the court a little bit like Illinois, maybe shoot a little better, but, you know, it's going to be a challenge for us, and maybe we'll change up our lineup a little bit or what we do, but it should be a raucous day in Breslin, and one that I'm really looking forward to and see what happens.
Before I let you go, Tom, I'm flashing back since it's an alumni weekend. I'm thinking about some of the great players that have come through there, and I'm thinking about my time back in the day when I was, before you and I even spoke, I was at UC Santa Barbara, and Jerry Pym was the coach, and the Gauchos made the tournament.
Yeah.
And for a small program like us, that was a big, big deal. That was exciting, and I think we were in Knoxville for the regional, and and we were winning now, and Steve Smith just shot lights out in the second half and just tore my heart. Like, he reached into my chest, and he ripped my heart out. And for years, we'd laugh about that. I'm like, do you even remember that game? Do you remember us?
Oh, do I ever? My God.
He was, right?
You know, we beat you guys, and I think we played Popeye Jones and
yes,
that group, and we beat them and by one in overtime. We would have been the first one seed to lose to a 16 back then, so that was a heck of a weekend. But Jerry Pym was, he was a good friend of Judd Heathcote's, and, you know, that was a pretty exciting time for you guys, too. And Smitty should be here this week, and he's one of the not only great guys, he's been a big donor, and he's been a great friend. Jim, he was the first player I recruited to Michigan State when I became a full-time assistant.
How big was that for you at that time?
Probably got me the job. I kiss him every time I see him.
No doubt. I can see what a recruit like that would do for you. And if you're going to have your hands full, Tom, all weekend, but if you have a moment with him, maybe you say to him, man, Rome is still crying about that three ball you knocked in, how you knocked his Gauchos out of the tournament. Good times, though.
I can say Rome is crying, not burning, then. That's what I'm going to tell him.
There you go, touche. Well played, Tom Izzo. He's the head basketball coach of Michigan State. I ran down that resume. They're 17-8. They're third place in the conference, and they've got a big one coming up on Saturday night where they're hosting number 9, Maryland. Great to have you back, Tom. Have an amazing weekend, and it's always good to have you on the show and get caught up with you.
Hey, Jimmy, thanks a lot for having me in the jungle. I appreciate it. Appreciate what you do.
You too. Tom, great having you back on. Always good to have you in the jungle. Tom Izzo.